Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Since you should heal, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Appreciate all of my callers, listeners, and my chatters. That's why I'm here, because I love bringing it to you. And I really appreciate you getting up early and spending your morning with me on Mondays and Fridays. I don't know about you, but I've got the greatest cup of Java. I'm a French roast girl, and I am sitting here doing the absolute thing I love the most, which is talking to you on the air. So let me tell you how you can get a hold of me and what I do before I actually get into the conversation we're going to have. I am Bonnie Albers. I am a psychic spirit medium. I love spirit, and I hope they love me. I rock spirit in every way I can, so I have all the clairs, and spirit brings me what I need for each person. I am also intuitive, and I am also psychic. So it's three different categories all jumbled up into the same. And I am also an RN. I'm a registered nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant, which means I can go into the courts. I am also a life coach. I am licensed by Orange County, and I am a counselor. So I love when I can mix everything. I specialize in love, romance, relationships, sexual issues, and all the issues life has to bring you. So that's what my counseling business was. I have a website. I do readings and counseling, or both, because you can get an intuitive counsel, you can get a regular counseling or a reading from me. And if you go to www.bonniealbersonair.com, you will see a contact page. All the ways you can contact me are on there. Also, my shows are embedded in, I think it's a blog, so if you press blog, you'll get a little about me, I think. And at the end of the page, you'll see the hours of my show, although they're changing a little bit. And that actually, the hours on the shows that you see are actually going to come in March. I'm going to extend the Monday and Friday shows. And you can see my radio shows at the bottom and press. I think they go five back. So if you missed one of the shows this week, you can actually listen to it via my website. I am on Facebook, which you see, Mozenter Albers. So please friend me, and I will send back your request, and you'll get all the show updates, although I haven't been too good at them lately. I don't know about this energy, but I guess it's just that I'm such a, okay, I'll show up. The doing is tough for me, and I'm having to learn how to do it. So you don't see a whole lot of words anymore, because Kelly always did that for me, and there's a shout-out to Kelly. We hope everything turns out okay with you. And we love you and send you light and energy. And so she used to be on my word girl. And thank goodness for Candy, because otherwise we wouldn't pick up any guests from the UK, because I'm just learning how to start using the different aspects of Skype. You know, I'm one of those princesses. You show up and you do. So that's kind of from my last past lives. And I'm trying to learn this lifetime that I got to do it. So please forgive me if I don't put everything down. It's kind of, I'm a lady of few written words, well, sometimes, but I'm a lady of, oh my goodness, communication words. They flow out of my mouth, down my lips, and all over the floor. So you can, again, get a hold of me. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Skype. I do Skype readings and Skype counseling all over the world. I'm also your host. I love my new position. I am a columnist. I write the Ask Bonnie column for the magazine that's online called Psychic Insight Magazine, and you would get that by going to Candy, if you could put this in chat, maybe you have already, girlfriend, www.psychicinsightmagazine.com. I'm on the front page! So if you guys want to write in, I think there's a contact and you where to send your questions. The person who owns the magazine, which is Jerry Humphreys, who's on our show a lot, he picks the three questions as they come in and sends them to me. And your questions might be on the front page of that magazine. Actually, they will be, because every question will be answered. I just can't tell you in, you know, which magazine it's going to be in. But the next issue is not due until April, and I think it's actually coming out in March. So please, I love it. You know, I used to read the Dear Abby columns. I mean, maybe that's, you know, giving you away my age, but E. Jean, Dear Abby, asks so-and-so. I used to read those columns all the time, and now I'm writing them. So to me, it's an honor and a pleasure. I am so happy and grateful that Jerry wanted me to be a part of the magazine like that, and I love my new job. So it's only one of my many that I hold, and you know the one I love the most is this radio talk show host. So I love bringing you anything I have, and also hopefully answering your questions. Today I just wanted to talk a little bit about, and we were talking about this after the show yesterday, that, you know, I bring all types of guests here for you. I love showing you different ways of communicating and different ways spirit communicates to us. Here's an example. You know, we are all spirit mediums. Well, I am, and a lot of the guests I bring. I do all different things, but certain people, they only hone in on what they come in through. So you have numerology, they come in through numbers. I'm hoping to have Carol back on. You have tarot card readers who that they have the intuition and the psychic ability, and they use the cards to prompt them, to give them clearer insight into the messages that they give. You have astrologists that read all the planets and the skies. They tell you what is going to happen with the big planets and what we can expect with Mercury retrograde and Venus and all aspects of our chart. We have the past life regressionists. They actually help you to go into your past lives, which we're going to talk about in a minute, and see who you were. Any phobias, fears, any type of lingering thread karma, they can actually break. They can let you go back to that incident, back to that lifetime, and clear up your karma or your karmic thread of fears and phobias through past life regression. I love that because it actually it's like being a doctor, a psychiatrist. You are actually helping the client get over something. The biggest book I've read 30 years ago, which you remember I'm only 17, so I read it actually in spirit, was Brian Weiss, who I'm humbled by. He's a MD from Harvard, psychiatrist, who never ever did any spiritual work or anything, came in contact with a client and she went into a past life regression. He didn't even know it. So he writes the book, it's Many Lives, Many Masters. It started me on my journey a long time ago into past lives, although I tell you I tried it. It was my spirit guide, thank goodness, not the only thing, because I'm very grateful. But kidding, it took him 5 hours to tell me I had to get off the sofa. If you can have it done and you can get into that Zen space, oh my goodness. My girlfriend did with me. And let me tell you, I just took it for granted. She cried the whole way home. She was some Indian on a reservation. She saw her whole tribe killed and where she went and what happened to her. And it's really weird because she has a little Indian in her heritage. And her grandmother helped her go through. So it's the coolest thing if you get a chance to do it. But some of, you know, we just can't sit there that long. Anyway, so I bring them and, in fact, Ron Cole, Dr. Ron Cole, who's my astrologist on the show, he is licensed to do it and he has done it. And it has to be in person, though, but he's also a master tarotist and he's bringing that to you on our show and he will be teaching that course even privately. So the next thing is I love bringing spirit mediums in from the UK. The UK has an interesting way of doing their mediumship. They have evidential mediums, and that's how they're taught, I think, because, I mean, they all do it. It's really interesting. They will bring you certain pieces. If you say yes or no, they know they're connected or they need more pieces from that spirit. I'm telling you, they blow me away every time. They're breathtaking. And I am just so proud to have them on my show. But when you call up, my only thing about wanting to call a UK medium that comes on is please let them go through your spirit. You know, let them find your spirits to talk to you, your spirit, your family, your friends, relatives, anybody in spirit that wants to come through, because it is so amazing that them to ask the person that is with him the question you need. The most amazing thing is ask them to find who's with you. So just FYI, when they come on next month, because I'm bringing them all back, it's just such an incredible, fabulous, wonderful experience. Try doing that and you are going to, your whole life will change. Anyway, so today, and I want to also go through my schedule, and then I'm going to go into what subject I'm going to talk about before I actually go to the phone lines. I'm really saddened and happy to tell you both this information. I miss my show so much when I go away, but I am going away, and I know I've been talking about this for weeks now. I am, because I didn't really know. First, I canceled it, then I'm back on. I am going away Wednesday, next Wednesday, which is the 4th of March, to the 9th of March, which I will be back the 10th. I'm looking, I think the 10th is a Tuesday, and my show will be on that Tuesday. Barring that I get, oh no, Tuesday's the 10th, so I come home the 9th. I am going to miss four shows. We're going to miss Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Monday. I am going on my most popular shows, which I hope they all are, for you to re-listen to, so that there, so nobody's missing the Bonnie Albers On Air show. But I will not be here to take calls, and none of the people you hear will actually be on. It's a replay. I love doing that because there's some shows people have missed. So this is the first time I'm going to try it. And if it doesn't work, then you won't have my show until 9th of March, which is that Tuesday. I will miss all of you. My heart just doesn't want to. I want to take my equipment and do the shows from New York, but I don't think right now that I can. So I am going to take it. You might see me pop in if I stay any longer, but for those 4 days, I will not be with you. But when I come back, there's a lot of exciting new things happening on my show. One is, you heard the show yesterday called The Girls. It's me, Mimi, and me, of course, Brenda Brand and Annabelle Miller. We're going to be on, well, I'm always on, but they're going to be on right after Ron Cole on Wednesdays, and it's going to be kind of like The View. You saw a little glimpse of it yesterday. The three of us will be talking to you, we'll be laughing, we'll be bringing you messages and anything you want to know. So that is the change there. Also, Ron Cole is bringing you all astrology, the first half of the show, and then the second half of the show will be learning the tarot and the way he was taught. So it's too cool. You all missed it, and it was amazing. Even tarotists were talking about it. Zero and one, the magician. That was the and next the two, three. So he goes through all of the symbolisms, what they mean. It is so cool. I've gotten such feedback from it. So until it's actually done, that's how we're going to flip up his show. And he also does past life regression. We're going to talk about that more, too, at the end of his shows. So that's the new Wednesday for you. Monday, of course, is always going to be me. It's Wake Up World with Bonnie. You wake up, and we're going to talk about all kinds of things metaphysical. And whoever, you know, comes on with me, and I love that, all of the callers, I'll be able to talk to you. Same thing with Friday, Wrap Up Your World. And Tuesday and Thursday are going to be guests from all over the world in different ways, even, you know, here, of course, but in different modalities. We'll have numerology, astrology, all kinds of spirit mediums from the best of the best that I feel I can bring to you that will help and show you a different way of metaphysics. So I love that, and I'm so excited. The other interesting thing is we're all going to be on YouTube. If you found me, please, Andrew D. found me, and he said, Bonnie, is that you? I don't know. Well, I wasn't prepared to be on. My hair was on the top of my head. I was in a boat the first 43 seconds of something. I had no makeup on. The second one was actually taping a show. I just ordered all, and the feedback I got was, Bonnie, you were looking on the side. That's not the view you need to be in. So I have my makeup artist, actually, and hair girl, which is my sister. She actually is a paramedical esthetician. She does if you saw my photo shoot last year, she did all of my makeup. I'll be doing that and presenting a little piece of me on YouTube, and then I am going to tape our shows. So everybody, you can find my show on YouTube. You will see me live doing the show after, and it's uploaded, or live as it's happening. I'm not sure how it works. And I will take one show a week to two shows a week and do that. So you'll hear all our guests, you'll see me and hear me. And you can actually, I think you can make suggestions or something at the bottom. That's coming the middle of March. I am already on there. So please like or subscribe to my channel. It's Bonnie Albers On Air. So when it happens, you'll be notified. And today, so that's it. I just wanted to tell you, I'll miss you all. I love you. I still have Monday and Tuesday show to do, and I can't wait, because Tuesday, if I can keep it up and keep moving forward to this trip, I am going to have one of my adorable friends, Lisa Nolan Shalosky and Patrick Shalosky and me will be here on Tuesday for you. And I love ending my time with them because they are so sweet, wonderful, uplifting messages. And I just love them. So they will be here Tuesday unless I have to cancel my show because I couldn't get ready for my trip. So let's hope I don't do that. But today I want to go into something. It's really so interesting. Spirit, you know, kept knocking me about the bringing you chakras. I see all the chakras. Maybe, you know, I'm hoping that whoever needed those messages got them. But then they want me to go into past lives. I love this because that's one of my passions. You know, all the books that are written on it are from a lot of them are PhDs. They're psychologists, psychiatrists, and I love that because it mixes the Western medicine and the Eastern medicine, the Western way of thinking, the Eastern way of thinking, and then we're all together. North South comes in there somewhere. So you heard who I was my mentor, which Brian Weiss. There is another gentleman who I adore. He's written 3 books. His name is Michael Newton, Dr. Michael Newton, PhD, Journey of Souls, Destiny of Souls, and Something of Souls. Such a cool series, and he goes into everything about souls, where we go, what's going on, and I really enjoyed all of those books, and they actually were ones I read. Being that we're talking about books, I do want to tell you, Mark Anthony's book just came out. I just got a copy, so it's called Evidence of Eternity. I love Mark Anthony. His first book took off like a rocket. He was on every show you could think of. He is one of the most avid and wonderful speakers you will meet. He is a psychic lawyer, and his second book is out. I just received it yesterday, Evidence of Eternity. He says it's going to blow my socks off. The first one did, so I am going to read it and hopefully get Mark back for you. I did ask him if he'd come back, and he put a thumbs up. So let's see. I first got to read the book. It won't take me that long because I want to talk to him in depth. Again, it's Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, and you can find him at sameway.com. Anyway, today and for the next couple weeks, Spirit wants me to talk about past lives, and they drew me to an article, and I could talk to you about past lives on my own, but I want to show you what they drew me to, and what we're going to talk about today is deja vu. I didn't even know. Do you know that there's 3 types of deja vu? I thought it was just deja vu. So I'm listening to Spirit and listening. I go, oh, I could talk about deja vu. I don't have to read anything. They sent this article via my finger to me, and there's actually 3 types of deja vu. I know you all know what I'm talking about when I say deja vu. It's when you have a feeling you've been there or knew somebody, and that goes so in sync with past lives, and I'm going to show you how. But I want to read the first part because I don't like reading on the show, but I do want to get this point across to you. The idea that our souls or spirits reincarnate reaches way back. It reaches 3,000 years. Discussions of the subject can be found in the ancient traditions of India, Greece, and the Celtic Druids. It is a tantalizing belief that our spirits are not confined to the 7, 8, or 9 decades of life on Earth, if we're lucky, but that we have lived before and that we might live again. I love that line because when you say, oh, you can only live in 7 or 8 different, you know, lifetimes, you're really putting somebody or our soul in a box. We don't have boxes, not in the spirit world. We're free. I love that. I so love when I see spirit because spirit's so much energy and light, and I love all of that. So I do totally believe in reincarnation. I see it. I see people that I've known. I feel my past lives, and I'm going to ask you all to think about it. You can see when you are brought here. It's actually in your chart, your birth chart. So you can get Ron to do your birth chart at livingastro@aol.com. That would be one of the best readings you could ever have. It's a 2 to 3 hour one. He sends you all the papers, and he hand does it. He answers everything you could possibly know. Anyway, in your chart is your north and south node, what you're here for, what you've been here doing, and what you need to work on. So you could actually see all the things that you can't accomplish in this life, or that you're having trouble because you can't accomplish them. Maybe not all of them, but you're here to accomplish certain things. And it shows you what you might have been in your past lives. So, it's really interesting if you meditate on it, if you go deep enough and ask your spirit guides to show you. But there's definitely tapes on it, and you can find them. Not going to go into the tapes because you can all find your own. But I do want to go into, and then I'm going to stop and actually answer calls, but deja vu. Did you all know that there were three types of deja vu? Let me tell you about them. The first deja vu is the eerie feeling of deja vu is the sudden surprising feelings that an event that we are going through at the moment happened exactly the same way. The psychologist Arthur, which I love the name Arthur, I'd have two in my house, Funkenhauser has broken down this phenomenon into subcategories. This is what I wanted you to know. Deja vu vécu, an event already experienced or lived through. Deja vu senti, already felt, perhaps triggered by a voice or music. And deja vu visiti, it looks like it might be French, so I'm kind of trying to give you, it's spelled visit with a T and an umlaut, so, a deja vu senti, visti, and vecchi. I think that sounds Italian. Oh, I love that. Anyway, already felt, perhaps triggered by a voice or music, is the deja vu senti, which of course it would be our clairsentient. And deja vu visti, a place so familiar we feel we've been there before. I didn't realize that we also have broken deja vu into these categories. I think modern medicine, or medicine, certainly in the last 50 years, didn't want to look at clairs, and so they broke these down into almost clairs, which, senti would be our clairsentient, visti, you visited, and deja vu, the sudden surprise feeling that an event happened. I know you've all felt this. I know I've felt it. It is so cool, but why do you think this has happened? Well, now they're saying that this could be a window into your past lives. It could be a window that helps you see where you've been and what you were. And I'm going to tell you what the scientists and psychiatrists say. Well, scientists and psychiatrists insist there are neurological explanations for these phenomena. Others wonder if these strange feelings could be vague, fleeting memories of our past lives. Absolutely, I'm going to tell you that, because I know I've met people from my past life. Now, which past life? You have to really go into and delve. But we all come down with our soul families, and that's what I love about Michael Newton's book. We come down with soul friends, soul family, soul mates to learn things. And we come down almost with the same groups and groupings and people, and we're all connected, all of us. The six forms of connection with Kevin Bacon, it's the same way in spirit. So we do meet people that we have been here with. And sometimes our brain, being human, allows us to know that. Here's an incident which is really cool. I had a vision, and I don't have very many of them, but when I do, I take notice of a friend of mine. And in this vision, I had said, not in this lifetime. This is not meant to be in this lifetime for you. Now, that's crazy because, why would I say that? But obviously, the vision was for me to help this individual, let them know that what they're trying to do, we need to find a different solution for, because it's not meant on this earth plane for this incarnation. So I love that. Anyway, I'm going to get to the callers and we'll see what they think, but I hope everybody's learned something. I'm going to go straight into from deja vu. There are different types of past lives, then we're going to just rattle around past lives. But the next one is dreams and nightmares. That's pretty interesting. Even visions. I mean, OMG, come on, guys. You know that's bringing you some of your past. So I'm going to go to 415. You've been holding a long time. Thank you for listening. 415, you are on with me. Hi.
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 I was listening. It's interesting.
Oh, I am so happy. I'm going to get into this past life thing a lot. And once I get through what spirit wants everybody to know, including myself, I guess, because I think I know everything. I am then going to go into discussions, and we've got a lot of people who rock past lives, so that's going to be really cool. I love that. So who am I speaking to?
This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
I'm having interesting. It's interesting energy this last week and a half, and it's actually made me think of something that you were talking about. It ties in because I've been having this weird experience lately that, you know, over these last like 10 years, I've gone through so much personal growth and healing that I've cleared out literally everybody from my past, like from my life, you know?
Uh-huh.
And now I am, and that never seemed to bother me I went through whatever healing I had to do, but now I'm re-entering the world and doing my thing and, you know, building a business and things like that. And now I'm, you know, doing LinkedIn and reconnecting with people. And it just seems like it's just so strange. Like, it's hard to explain because all these people have had like these real jobs over the years. I've kind of been wondering, what the heck have I been doing? And it's just kind of like everyone has these connections with people. And I'm a person that I let go of all my connections. It's been hard for me to kind of I keep on analyzing it, but I don't know what I'm searching for really. But it's really weird experience.
I'm so glad you told me this, and I'm glad that you put it on air, because there's, you know, I always feel like spirit brings me the people to my show that either, you know, there's no such thing as coincidences. So you were here to listen to this. But what's really interesting is you kind of paralleled me there. I gave up, I think, I'm not going to tell you how long ago, I walked out of my life and went to a new life. And now I'm reconnecting. Now it's been about, you know, I've been on the air for about a year and a half now. I went, all of a sudden spirit said, nah, you got to go back. So everybody that I kind of shoved out, you know, friends, people, they always wondered what happened to me, found me on Facebook, LinkedIn, you know, my radio show. And I'm connecting to people who I really, really meant a lot to me, that I didn't realize when I walked out of their life meant a lot to them. So, you know, it is so cool. You are shedding a lot of people because I keep hearing endings this lifetime. So, in fact, I just had this discussion with another medium yesterday. When you walk out of somebody's life, or, you know, you didn't see them for a long time and they reappear, and I'm not sure that will happen with you, but that is because you've ended, or they don't reappear. That's because you've ended the karmic responsibility you've had in this lifetime with them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I don't regret what I did, but I just see it's just everybody has all these networks, and I feel like I don't. And that's a weird existence.
I know. Well, do you have them now? Because that's what happened to me. I never was on LinkedIn. I never was on Facebook until I put the show up, and that was a year and a half ago.
I feel like I'm just using them as kind of like a jump off. I'm not really looking to reach. I mean, I've said hi to some people again, but, you know, so much has changed. I mean, I'm not like, I just am looking for initial contacts to get into. Again, I don't know. It's just a weird experience. And I see on how, like, to get jobs or to make connections with other people, to get opportunities, everybody jumps off of these connections that they have. And I've been doing everything it never mattered to me before. Whereas now, like, even if you're looking for, like, a dog sitter, no one to ask.
Yes. What's the point of
all this? I mean, I don't understand. I kind of feel like I'm having an awakening of like, I just feel like I've been wondering, like, what have I been doing? Like, I look at these people having like these corporate, you know, finance jobs, and I think, what have I been doing the last 10 years? And I know what I've been doing, but I also feel like, am I just growing up now? Have I been screwing around? I mean, I've been given the ability to do so much self-growth, which now this is what I'm teaching other people, but I just feel...
Well, don't you think that part of you being able to teach people self-growth? Because I would bet you, and this is what they're showing me, but, well, first I'll bet you first before I show you, tell you what they're showing me. I'll bet you that, you know, think about it. If you, and I'm going to use this example, so please don't yell at me, anybody who's out there, but if you've never been married, how do you give marital advice? If you are a young psychologist and you get an older married couple, how do you know how it is? So I always say try to find somebody that has experienced what you've experienced and overcame it or deals with it. So to me, you know, I'm really good because I feel there are, I stick with the areas that I know I've been involved in my whole life. So what I feel like for you, and that's what I'm saying, is without the growth that you've been doing, how would you be able to bring that to others if you didn't actually go through it yourself?
I'm totally there with you, and that used to be okay for me, is hearing that, but I guess this has to do with this LinkedIn. You see everybody giving testimonials and recommendations, and
yes.
Over the years, I haven't had that many clients. Like, I have been my own client. And
yes.
I just feel bad about that. For some reason, that's making me feel really bad lately.
No.
Of like, you say you've been doing this for how many years, and yet you don't have a whole trail of fans and this and raving, you know, all these raving fans.
But wait a minute, I've got to ask you, because I'm on LinkedIn and I very rarely look at it. So it does, I mean, I don't even use it, but there are people that do. I see it. I just got on there because Spirit told me to get on there. So my point is this. So if you need that connection and you're now getting them, right, you're going to put yourself out there, it'll happen real quickly for you. But to feel bad about the years that you didn't, I mean, I could say the same thing, would be that you were feeling less than or a lack of, and we don't want to put that in your vocabulary. What we want to put in your vocabulary is, hey, I'm now ready for this. I'm ready for all these accolades. I'm ready to get, you know, more clients, and I'm ready for you to help me. I was not ready before. So, you know, do you see the difference between language?
Yeah, I was just having that discussion with myself this morning, but I guess that's some old patterning that's still sticking around of like the default of, oh, I'm not good enough. But yeah, I mean, I understand like these things are coming because I am ready.
Yeah.
And so it's really holding on to that faith while the physical manifestation materializes.
Absolutely. I believe, you know, I don't believe in coincidences. So if you got onto all of these, I'm always going to, it's always about me anyway. So I'm going to just tell you a year and a half ago. A year and a half ago, as Spirit said, now you need to be on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. I said, oh, really? Because I don't know how. All of a sudden, I'm on it. I don't know how. If you ask me how I put myself on it, I don't know, because it was only me. And I started the radio show. I knew I had to do that. I wanted to. I so desperately wanted to, and it all fell into place. But do you know, it grew my network. I work for myself, so it's not, you know, but what I'm saying to you is I was ready. I wasn't ready. People've been on all those things for 20 years. I wasn't. So for me, I don't look at it as, oh my goodness, I could have found these people 20 years ago, because what would have happened to me is what I think, because I always look at the here and now and then the future, is that if I might have been on earlier, I might not have been ready. I might not have gotten anything and felt worse than I did. Well, I never feel bad, because I always think I'm always perfect. But, you know, for you, what I'm thinking is, don't think less than, think ready now. You see?
Right. And I was on there years ago and I had like a million contacts and I deleted it. I was like, this is so fake. But now I'm taking it seriously.
Yeah.
Like now I understand how to use it. Now I didn't understand how to use it before. Now I get it.
Well, good, because you could teach me or anybody out here how to use it. I just sign up. And I, you know, it's really funny because I do see people. I have connected to people, or they've wanted to connect to me on LinkedIn. And it is, I'm only bringing that up because that's one I don't really understand too much. I do know that they all put their ads and things like that on it. And I so believe that. But what I really love about LinkedIn, and I'm glad that you're on all this, is that it's a help group. You're all there to help each other. So what they're doing is they've started this LinkedIn to connect everybody, that might be able to help somebody. And that is a cool, I don't care whether it's fake or it's not fake or this and that, but that the community goes in feeling like they want to help is the main objective. They want to help themselves get further, and they also want, because with that obligation comes, well, if somebody needs you, you're going to have to help them. And that's where the give and take, I think, come. And that's why I think this is perfect for you at this time.
I definitely agree with that. I think that what's helpful is you're just confirming the whole, hey, you're ready now. Just stay in that thought process.
Yes. Because I can tell you and feel, you know, I feel things. Oh, gosh, do I feel things. Anyway, I feel things. And I feel you really, it's kind of like you want to hold yourself back. I feel like a pull, but you're ready to get yourself out there. And so you're really savoring to me, this is what I'm feeling. You're thinking, oh, but you're so excited about the prospect. So when I feel that, and I feel you do too, if you get out of your head and go into your heart and what you I know that you will start using these networks yourself, and you will also be able, I feel there's going to be, are you attached to someone?
No, but I've been feeling that lately. I feel that's coming in for me.
Yeah, I feel that too, but I really believe it's going to come from some era. So it's either going to be from one of your social networks that, you know, contacts you, or you contact, or you want their, you know, if you see if you're, you contact a few of these people, I feel like there's going to be correspondence coming, and there's going to be somebody there you're going to meet. You have to be on these. What I'm hearing is there's a reason why now you have to be on these media sites. So I think that's just fabulous for you.
Right. Okay. And before we hop off, can you just take a quick look just to give, like, I had spoken to you about starting these like matchmaking events.
Absolutely.
I've been working like really diligently around it, and I mean, it's I need more leads basically. So I just want to see if you have anything around that.
Well, it's funny because they say there's a piece missing. So I'm not quite sure why there's a piece missing. There's a piece or a chunk that's missing before this business can actually take off. And what you're telling me is you need more leads.
Right.
Let me see what they're going to say about that. Do you have a father in spirit?
No, I have a father that's around me all the time, though, because I've been temporarily living with my parents, but my mom is down in Florida, and he goes back and forth. You know, he's like they're the snowbirds.
Yeah, but I have a male spirit around you, and he's definitely not on this earth plane. So
that might be my grandfather, I think, maybe, because he's all about the hustle. So I think that's probably him right now.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to put words in your mouth. So, but
yeah, no. It is a male spirit, and it would have to, if I said it's your father, because it's a father figure, it's got to be a grandfather, because it's one removed. So I can tell you that he's by your side. And I think he's showing me he's in like a shirt with a skinny tie and pants. So I'm assuming why he's showing me either he was a businessman or he's getting dressed up to help you with your business. But there's a piece missing. And what he says, it's a psychological piece. Do you know what that is? Do you know why he would say that?
Well, that has to do with like thoughts and mental, like, I mean, this is stuff that I'm always working on. It's like, it's enough already.
Yeah. Hey, I get it. I'm going to tell you that, let me just ask him. You know, I really believe that the clients that you need, or the contacts that you need, are they people that will come to your venue?
As opposed to, what do you mean, like connecting with people that I? Yeah, I mean, I want to be, signing on members, clients.
Okay, well, what he's showing me is crazy, but I'm going to tell you anyway. He's showing me to go, he's giving me brochures to give out to businesses. Now, you go, he's showing me you going, and I know you don't want to do this because I wouldn't want to either, but he's showing me that you have to do the footwork. Okay, so he has a brochure in his hand because he keeps flipping this brochure, so I'm assuming this is yours. And he wants you to go into like coffee shops around. He wants you to go into businesses. I keep seeing you going into, showing me you walking into businesses, handing your brochures, and all the ladies and guys laughing, like, but there are going to be people who are calling. So, I don't know.
That's brilliant. And that's, you know, bless you for sharing what you see, because I do very similar to what you do, and sometimes you think it's kind of off the wall for what you share, or, yeah, you know, you don't want to hold back, but then you kind of want to hold back or whatever, and I totally understand that, and I've been thinking about doing that, and I used to do that, actually.
Well, guess what? Your grandfather's here just tapping his foot like he's waiting. So.
Yeah, and I thought about doing that, and I used to do that for this other job that I had, and it was really wacky, and I really enjoyed it. Like, it was not a big, you know, some people feel really uncomfortable going up to random people and giving them the stuff. I don't. I've been doing that my whole life.
Well, start
and, well, okay, tell them to bring the money to get this going, because that's where it's at right now, is that I need the money just to print, you know, the, I think it's going to be like postcards or something, but,
well, you know what? He's,
I mean,
showing,
I was just the brochure.
Yeah. He's showing me a brochure, but I am going to tell you where to go, because this is what I'm seeing real quick. I heard the name. I do not like saying names on the air, because there's all different competitors. Okay. But I'm going to give you an example. My sister had started a paramedical aesthetician business. She had gotten her license and she didn't have any money, you know, because you have to start a business. And I ended up going and helping her. I went to Vistaprint. I think you know that anyway. And they do brochures, they do cards, and they are really reasonable. So I hear there's a 20% stop. I hear there's a coupon that you can use to get started.
There's always a coupon.
Yeah, and you don't need to print that many, although the more that you print, the cheaper it is. But he's saying, and he's shaking his head and tapping his foot and saying, she knows what to do. Okay, she knows what to do, but hey, you could tell me too. So I can tell you that that's what he wants you to do, where there's a will, where there's a way, and I don't use that expression. So I do feel that you are going, there's going to be a light bulb moment coming up for you, and you're going to find that inspirational money that you need to get this done. But that's what the piece is missing.
Okay, and does he say anything about the credit card service? Because I was approved for this credit card service, and they're bugging me to activate, and I'm concerned about holding it for too long. You know, I haven't been able to activate because I don't have the transactions to run. And, you know, it's a monthly fee. So I've been feeling, you know, some pressure about that for, like, the last 2 weeks or something.
Have you looked into, like, the Square? Have you ever heard of the Square? Another one, I'd hate mentioning.
Yeah, but I found one that's much better.
Cheaper.
Deal. And
okay.
Yeah, it's a great deal. I really want to activate it, but I mean, I just don't even have any, I don't even want to speak like that, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm going to tell you, he's shaking his head. Don't worry. The funds will be there. Don't worry. It's not, they're not going to deactivate your account.
Yeah, because that's what they keep threatening. Hurry up, activate the sales rep, you know?
Yeah, they won't. They want their money too, just remember.
Yes,
they
exactly.
Take you off. Yeah, they won't take you off.
Oh, thank you so much. It's nice to talk to somebody, you know, and you're like so insightful with it. So it's like soothing.
You know what? I love talking to you. You know I love talking. So when you call, it's a pleasure for me also. So thank you. And thank you for listening. I know you do listen, and you've got it almost there, girlfriend. And once you do, a lot's going to come your way. So
I know. And the thing is, I feel that. That's why it's like, okay, what's the bridge? Like, just get me there.
the piece that's missing, you just found
out. I'm going to do that. That makes me excited to do that too. That like gives me life. You know, you go out and people are definitely going to laugh at it. So that's what gets people talking. So
Exactly.
Oh,
I love
you, Grandpa.
He's tipping his head at you. So I'm gonna ask him to step back because I've got Mindy here. You can stay here. I love spirit, but they eventually fade away. So you can stay as long as you want. But but now he's walking. Yeah, he didn't want to stay with me. He was giving you the message. I thank you for letting me into your family, and I appreciate you letting me read for you. So. Call us back and let me know. When you get those, I want to hear. Okay? If I had any way to put up your card or your brochure, I would. So know that I really have the faith in you also.
Thank you so much. All right. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, I love that. Oh, my goodness. I just love that so much. I'm going to go to 951. 951, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bunny. Good morning.
Hi. Who am I speaking with? I know the voice, but you know I don't know. The spirit doesn't let me remember names, so please.
Hi, it's Rose. I wanted to thank you.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. My neck pain has subsided, so it really did help the hot pack.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you, because I know what that's like. It's not nice or easy, so yes. And I had to take my son, I had to take him yesterday to the chiropractor because he doesn't listen to me. He will not do it and because he's 21. And so now I had to pay all this money for him to listen to somebody else. So thank you. I so appreciate you calling and saying that. How are you doing, Rose?
I'm doing wonderful. I was listening to about past lives.
Uh-huh.
And I've done meditation to see if I can remember, but I guess I'm too of a control kind of person, so maybe that doesn't let me relax enough to try to see anything that comes up in my past lives. But I'm pretty sure I've gone through many, many, many past lives.
Oh, I do too. But I have to tell you, keep listening because I'm going to go through a lot of things and then a meditation for you at the end. I'm not going to do it on the air, but you're here. If you listen, because I think this is what spirit brings in through all, just like with the chakras, they brought all your chakras, they brought all the colored crystals, they brought the angels that rock with them, and then at the end I was telling you how to straighten them out or how to actually attune them and where you could find it. I think that's what spirit's going to do with this, and I know I brought you a few books that you can actually read, and that can help you. I can tell you I could not do the past life regression. I already see backwards where I am, and you can do it in your chart. But if you keep listening, like with the deja vu, we're going to go down to dreaming. But I will tell you, before you can actually look for your past lives, do you know who your spirit guides are?
I've heard one. He's Native American, a Comanche, but I just don't know if I have more. And like, I do get hawks around me so many every day. Like sometimes eight in 4 days, I see like eight hawks around. It's insane. My sister calls me the bird lady.
Well, I will tell you, a hawk totem is unbelievable. You should call up when I have Jerry here. Jerry Hutchings, because Humphreys. I'm so sorry. I don't know what I thought. He's a very close friend of mine. I'm sorry, Jerry. Jerry Humphreys, and you can actually go to his web page. But he does all the animal totems also. Look up hawk totem. Have you? I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
Have you looked up hawk totem? So you
it's
need
amazing.
A picture.
You
need a picture of the hawk. I do see Native American Indian. They kind of, I keep hearing on the French side, so I don't know what that means, but I got to tell you, how you go into your past lives is really asking your angels and your guides to help you get there. So I don't know if you knew that, but you know, to access them through you is really accessing them through your guides and your angels and your masters. So, you know, you might want to, like, go in. I can only meditate. You can ask Candy. We do an angel meditation. It's the only one I can do. I think it lasts 7 minutes. We actually got up to 10. So I can't even close my eyes for longer than 2 minutes. But that's what you're going to need to do to access your past lives. I feel like you're going to find out that you were, I don't want to say this word because I don't know what it is, but you were a squaw. I don't know what a squaw is, in one of your recent past lives. And you were very introspective. You liked the medicine ways, is what I'm hearing. So maybe you were watching, and maybe one of your Indian relatives was a medicine woman. But anyway, I'm not going to go into your past life. I want to teach you about them. But go find, go find your spirit guide and keep meditating and asking them to take you to that place. It's not easy on your own, and that's why a lot of people go for past life regressions. I am going to tell you, it is not easy on your own, but you can do it. Okay?
Okay.
Well, Rose, yeah. I am so happy to talk to you. How is your, what are you going to do this weekend?
I'm going to go out with my friends.
Well, that's wonderful. Have a fabulous time. Is the where are you that the weather is going to let you get out with your friends?
I'm hoping, but it's just something simple. Now that I'm not so busy this few months, I'm going to take a breather and start going out more.
Fabulous. I love that. I love that idea. And they're showing me books. So start reading some of the metaphysical books that you've been interested in. And you are going to have a fabulous life.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend. And go. I'm not going to say go party, because once people hear party, they think like drinks and all that time. I just say go party in life. Party. Life is a party. Do it safely and duly, if you know what I mean. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Have a great, great weekend, Rose.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, everyone. I have 3 minutes left, and I am so sorry because I don't feel like I could take somebody real quick and answer what they need, but I will go again into Monday's show. Monday's show, it's Wake Up With Me, and we are going to go into dreams and nightmares and visions. I love that because I have visions. I don't have dreams. I go into the ethers, but I'll review they're telling me now I've got to review the deja vu thing. So I'll be bringing you more about deja vu and maybe taking some questions on deja vu. And you can call and ask anything. But if you've got any experience with deja vu and you want to come on the radio, I'll be answering, or just want to tell, you know, your deja vu experience, we would love to hear them. I would love to put you on. So Monday, I think I'm sticking with the deja vu thing. And then when I get back, and I hope, like I said, I hope everybody listens to our replays, and I will be back on March the 9th. You will see it in my Facebook. So my Facebook, and then you'll see a reminder the night before, that Monday night, you will see that Tuesday there will be a show. So no matter where I am in this world, on that Tuesday, because I don't think I could really give my show up much more, is going to be me. So again, we have some great guests coming in on March. I hope you are able to ask and use their abilities well. And I just want to wish everybody a safe, happy, healthy, and happy weekend. And I love all of you. My love is sent to you, all my energy and light for everybody to enjoy your next couple days, and I will see you on Monday. Thank you.